want to tell people how they can find about you on Twitter and whatnot?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I mean, I got into Twitter because I started writing for Nerdist. Hmm. The website Nerdist, Chris Hardwick's website, and you know, it's a really fun outlet. It's fun to write little jokes about, you know, whatever is happening during the day. And
but yeah, I mean, so what's the actual username so people can find you then?
It's at BCC Becca. Like, yeah, it's BCC BECCA. It was my email from forever ago, and I just kind of stuck with it. But yeah, no, that's my Twitter handle.
So how did you start writing for Nerdist then?
Yeah, I started writing for Nerdist about a year and a half ago. I noticed that they didn't have any music bloggers, and my friend Matt Grossinger and I had started a blog called The Sound Advice forever ago, and that was like our first sort of music venture where we would just kind of write whatever we wanted to about artists that we found interesting, and Chris liked it, so he asked us both to contribute to their page. So, you know, about once or twice a week, we'll both, you know, post things that, like a song or an artist that we've discovered or found interesting. It's all pretty positive. We don't like really writing negative articles about bands or artists just because there's really no point. We just want to show people like all the good stuff that's out there, you know, right now. So that's sort of how that
is. I was going to say, so what is the cool hip music that you're listening to at the moment?
At the moment, oh God, I mean, like there's the stuff that, like the normal stuff that we write about, the pitchforky indie rock stuff. But lately I've been listening to, let me look. There's a couple of bands that I've been listening to a lot lately. There's a band called Walk the Moon that I actually knew because they grew up in my hometown. And they're great, and they're just about to make it big, but no one really knows about them yet. And they're really like poppy synth, like, just awesomeness, and they're just so much fun. It's like a big giant dance party whenever you go to one of their shows, and they face paint everyone, and it's awesome. And they're playing a bunch of the music festivals this summer, so I'm hoping people start to realize who they are, and that would be great. And then, I mean, then there's the normal. I've been really into Gotye lately, and he just like recently got absolutely huge. And then Rostam's new single project, who's the lead singer, you know, of Vampire Weekend.
All right.
He's coming out. He has just an EP and a couple of songs come out. And that stuff is really great. It's sort of, I don't know how to put it. It's like, have you ever seen the movie The Darjeeling Limited?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay, well, you should watch it because it's great. It's a Wes Anderson movie, and it's about these guys that go to India. But it's kind of ethnic like that, and but it's just, it's really cool, and the arrangements of it are awesome. So check that out if you haven't.
Wow, cool. So what TV shows are you liking at the moment then?
At the moment, okay, well, I don't know if you know that I work in TV, actually. So,
no, I didn't know that. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I do both music and television. But I started working in TV. The first show that I ever worked on was Community on NBC. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know if you've ever watched it.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of episodes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's a soft spot. There's like a soft place in my heart for Community. I love that show so much. But it's benched, it's shelved until spring, so people have to be watching reruns of that right now. But I just started watching House of Lies, and that's really great. It's a show, it's on Showtime. I watch Downton Abbey all the time. Everyone here is obsessed with it. So I don't know. I mean, you know, the normal Doctor Who, and then I watch reruns of Twin Peaks and Northern Exposure all the time. And God, you know, what else? What other TV do I like right now? Do you watch Parks and Recreation?
It's something I've seen the odd episode, but we don't really get it in
yeah.
England. It's not really that popular. It's the same as 30 Rock. 30 Rock's a little bit more popular, but it's still...
Oh, do you like 30 Rock? I think I watch 30 Rock. I probably watch an episode of 30 Rock every day.
Wow. You see, it's certain things that get onto mainstream television. I don't know how it works, because certain things like Friends, obviously, was on mainstream television in Britain for years. And then other things, like, say, like, Bored to Death gets very minimal exposure, but even more
talent,
I don't get it. It's and, like, Rules of Engagement
I work on Rules of Engagement. Well,
I really like Rules of Engagement. It's very mainstream, but David
Spade
is brilliant.
It's so mainstream,
but... Oh, yeah.
We just wrapped for the season, so I'm on hiatus right now, but that was the show that I just finished working on.
Yeah, David Spade cracks me up.
So funny. He's a really nice guy.
Also, you mentioned Doctor Who there. Is Doctor Who getting more exposure and more kind of more interest now?
I think so. I think because of... I mean, it has a lot to do with... I mean, Chris has done a fantastic job. Chris Hardwick from Nerdist. He's just done a fantastic job getting, I don't know, more exposure for Doctor Who, and Netflix, the fact that it's now available instantly on Netflix is, you know, fantastic. So I think people are, you know, starting to get more into it. And then Community did this whole thing where they sort of spoofed Doctor Who. So that was really great. So if you like Doctor Who and you haven't seen much of Community, that's a reason to watch Community, because they call it Inspector Space Time. It's hilarious.
It seems to be getting a lot more, because obviously the season opener this year was obviously in America, so it's obviously getting a little bit more crossover, isn't it?
Definitely. I hope so. I mean, the more I hear about it more and more around here, so that makes me happy in general. But I hope more people, it's fun to talk about it. I hope more people get into it.
Have you caught any of Sherlock?
Oh, no, I haven't. Is it good? I've heard good things.
It is very good. If you like Doctor Who, it's obviously written by Steve Moffat and Mark Gatiss. So,
right.
You know, it's got that sort of, that feel, Doctor Who geeky feel to it, and it is brilliant. It's going down amazingly well in Britain as well.
I'm super pumped for Game of Thrones to come back out. Do you guys watch that over there?
A lot of people seem like I have not seen it yet. I've heard really good stuff about it. It's
incredible.
I'd heard really good stuff. And I'm trying to think as well, what about Torchwood? Is Torchwood now kind of died a death?
I've never seen that. I don't even know. I mean, I haven't really heard about it either. So, but that would just be me and my lack of know-how. But I'm not sure. Is it good? Is it a British show?
Well, basically, what is it? It's a spin-off from Doctor Who.
Okay.
With John Barrowman in it playing the
I've not seen it. Is it good?
Oh, wow. It's one of them ones. Where it has moments where it's good, and it basically did it over five nights for a third season. It did over five nights, and it was really intense. But generally, it's perceived as being a bit rubbish and a bit like the more adult Doctor Who, if you like, kind of the girl where they kind of drop in the first couple of episodes they were just like, oh, there's a lesbian, way, and it was a bit like casual. They're just trying that. Oh, there's alcohol. Wow, you know. It's like, but no, it's definitely worth checking out if you enjoy Doctor Who. I think, you know, it's not for everyone, obviously not.
Oh, there's alcohol. You know. That's funny.
But here's a question for you: if you could have a cameo in any sitcom that you're not working on at the moment, which sitcom would you like to have a cameo in?
Any sitcom.
Yeah. Ever.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Probably. Oh God, this is hard. I want to say Twin Peaks, because I just think it would be awesome to have a cameo in Twin Peaks, or Friends, because that's my favorite show of all time. Yeah, that would be my answer. But if I had to choose a show that's on the air now, oh man, 30 Rock, without question. Tina Fey is like my idol.
And the next question, I think you'll have this ready in your head, because a lot of people need the time to think, and you can, because it gets edited down, so it's fine. But you've got a party that's going to be at your apartment, okay? And you've got four celebrities you can have to come over who you obviously want to meet. Maybe it's geeky people or just mainstream people. Who would the four celebrities be then?
And I want them all to get along too, so... Okay, Peter Dinklage would be one, and he's in Game of Thrones, and just amazing. I love him so much. Another one would probably be Justin Vernon, the lead singer of Bon Iver, who I've met before and is awesome. I would want him there. Ryan Gosling, because he'd be pretty to look at. And Tina Fey.
Wow, well done.
That would be a good party, wouldn't it?
That would be a good party, and when I edit it down, it just sounds like it comes straight out, and you knew exactly what you're doing, you see, so, wow.
See, yeah, I mean, like, I know my favorite people in show business, but, you know, you gotta be careful who you want to party with each other. And, I mean, the funny thing is Peter Dinklage and Tina Fey had a very short relationship on 30 Rock for, like, a couple of episodes. So, yeah, I mean, they know each other already, so that'll be great.
If this ever actually happens in real life, it's all
This
good.
Is totally going to happen in real life. I'm going to make this happen in real life.
Which TV show would you like to bring back that's either been cancelled or just ended naturally? Which show would you like to see?
Well, it's already happening, actually, Arrested Development.
Hey.
They're bringing it back, but I guess if not Arrested, then Firefly, done, hands down. But
I never watched Firefly, but I heard
it's on Netflix, and it's so good. I can't believe they canceled it, but yeah, Arrested, the fact that that was the best news of the year, in my opinion, back that they're bringing.
It's going to be on next year, isn't it, the series, and it might be a film as well, is that right?
Yeah, I think that's the reason why they're doing, I think, a 10-episode arc or something like that, and then they're going to do a movie after that, but they're bringing it back, and Mitch Hurwitz is awesome, and I'm so excited to watch it. It's going to be really... I hope it's good. If it's not, then I'll be really, really disappointed. Just because it's my favorite show of, I think, all time. I mean, if I'm having a bad day, I'll watch one episode of Arrested Development and it'll make me feel better.
They are very concise, the episodes as well. They're only on for about 20 minutes, so you can kind of...
They're very short.
Yeah. But that's a good thing. You know, it's quality. So, you know...
It's so quality. And they jam-pack so much into that, you know, 22 minutes of allotted time that it's, you know, you can watch it more than once and you'll always catch something new.
Final question. You open up your own club night. You might have already done this, but just for this fantasy club night, what are you calling it and what music are you playing?
My friend the other day told me that if I was a DJ, my DJ name should be Tribeca, because my name is Becca. So I think I would call... With two C's, I would call the club Tribeca, because that would be awesome to have a club sort of named after me. And then I would play Celtic rock. No, just kidding. I would play, I don't know, all of my favorite music. I would just, you know, make a crazy playlist. There'd be like a mixture of stupid 90s pop and dubstep, and then, you know, old school rap and mashups of awesome, you know, 70s pop songs and 90s grunge, and I'm very eclectic with my music choices, but I think, you know, throw some Journey in there. No, I'm kidding. But I'm a huge, you know, cliche when it comes to music. I listen to a lot of indie rock. But if I had a club, I would want it to be a dance party. So I would, you know, I'd play some awesome indie rock dance music, probably.
Do you think it would be very popular as well?
Oh, it would. I would make it be popular. I would just you know, tell all of my friends that it would just be a club for me and my friends. If I had to open up a dance club, it would definitely be a dance club. Play some, you know, I don't think if I had a club, I wouldn't want it to be anything but, you know, go get really drunk and dance around with all of your friends. Like, that's the perfect club to me. So, yeah, I don't know. I was in London not too long ago, and my friends dragged me to some club over there, and there was, like, bowling in the basement, and it was awesome. I would probably put a bowling alley down there just because I had so much fun doing that, too.
Yeah, yeah, I think that could work. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I think we've had 20 minutes of mad geekdom, and it's been good. So
I love the question. Thanks so much. No one's ever asked me stuff like that before.
Well, they should.
They should. I love those little if celebrities come to your house, just because I like fantasizing about that anyway.
Of course. Yeah. But yeah, but thanks very much, and you have a fun day, and take care. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.